Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702.
It is indeed Weekend Breakfast, and as we do on a Sunday morning, we talk to individuals, we talk to representatives of organizations that are making a positive impact on the communities or on society at large, and I guess in this instance, on the globe. Joining us for this conversation this morning is Hlubi Mboya, South African personality, actor and gender activist, and we're looking ahead at tomorrow, the 11th of October, being the International Day of the Girl Child. And to mark this day, the UNFPA and UNICEF will hold a virtual gathering to mark the fifth anniversary of their global program to end child marriage in the eastern southern African regions. Let's talk more about this now and welcome Hlubi Mboya to Weekend Breakfast. Good morning and thank you so much for your time today.
Happy Sunday. Good morning with my coffee and in my gown. Thank goodness for the telephonic interview.
You know, I must say, COVID-19 has done so much for at least securing guests who don't have to mission out to studios and can stay at home, as you say, coffee in hand, gown on, and just still speak to us and still share their insights and their knowledge. So thank you for making the time. I'm glad you're comfortable and snug.
Very comfortable and very excited to talk to you about something that's very close to my heart. Yeah. And I know, Refilwe, close to your heart. I know the work that you do as well. So I'm excited just to, let's talk, girl. Let's talk.
Hlubi, you know, what I like about your work and your advocacy work and your activism is, of course, how consistent you've been with this over the years and how consistent you've been even in your creative work, right? Whether it's your latest Netflix project, you've been consistent in advocating for the rights and the freedoms of women and young girls and children at large. So let's talk about the fact that you will be moderating this UNICEF and UNFPA child marriage online, anti-child marriage online event. And give us a sense of how big the problem is on the continent, first of all.
Well, let's talk about Africa,
yeah,
our homeland, our motherland, with poverty, with starvation, with inequalities. So that just sets the foundation for so many problems. And I'm always, as you said, Refilwe, I have to reflect the person I see in the mirror. So that is a black young woman. That is a black a woman trying to reach her full potential. And that's why I've always aligned myself to specific UN agencies which expose the narrative and the realities of the people who look like me across the continent. The UNFPA, as you said, for those people who don't know, it's the United Nations arm of Population Fund. And what they do is really trying to reach the full potential of young girls, young women, and men. It's trying to eradicate non-wanted pregnancies. And they also talk a lot about health, mental health, and the reproductive and sexual rights of young women, which is so important. As you mentioned, my Netflix movie, it's all about that. And it's all about the abuse, the rape, the pillaging of young girls. So it was the perfect thread to my storytelling and my journey, because I'm also here to learn, Refilwe.
Of course.
You know, and I'm coming in there as the moderator, MC, whatever you want to call it, not as an expert. You know what I mean? Yes, I can say I'm an expert in some fields, but I'm always learning. And you said, how big is the problem? Well, let's rephrase that and say the people who are going to be there. I'm like, I better put my game face on and I better juggle my wording, because we've got country directors. We've got the vice president of Zambia. We've got Mama Grasha Michelle. We've got the youth. And I always find in these plenary discussions, and I know you always also see this, that we're talking about these young girls and they're never part of the conversation.
Of course.
So from Kenya, we've got a youth networking called AfriYan, which are a network of young women protecting the sexual rights of young girls. We've got chief heads from Ethiopia, of traditional leaders, because we need their spaces and we need their insights. We've got the CEO of Anti-Female Genital Mutilation from Kenya. You know what I mean? And the list goes on and on. So for me, it's a privilege. And you can see by these people that we're not playing games, yeah? Yes, it's over 2 days, Refilwe. So we're reflecting back. because we have been doing this since 2016 in East and Southern Africa, ending child marriage and a program about that. Sure. Yes, we're celebrating, but I think day two is all about unfinished business.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can unpack what that unfinished business might be, Hlubi. But, you know, the statistics that we read are that every year 12 million girls around the world are married off. That's adding to an estimated 650 million child brides here in Eastern Southern Africa. And 31% of these children are, these girls rather, are married as children before turning 18. And you want to sit in your urban space and say, but how can you do that as a mom, as a father, as a parent? And you think of your own relationship to your children and you judge them. And, you know, we can judge. But you also mentioned something about socioeconomic and even political conditions and what is, you know, all the various elements that are coming to bear that inform these kinds of decisions or people standing by or practicing, you know, these harmful sort of cultural practices, if it is. What is going on there for the most case? And you talk about not being an expert, but being here to learn. What tend to be the factors informing parents making these type of agreements, such as saying, yes, here's my 10-year-old child, and you may have her hand in marriage, despite the fact that you are a 26-year-old man or a 36-year-old man. And of course, I say hand in marriage in inverted commas, because that's not
Absolutely.
What it is.
Yeah. Financial burden. That's my intuition talking. Why send your kids to school if you can't even put food on the table? Mm. Why invest in your girl child when you can't even live in a proper house? So these young girls are almost basically pulling them out of the financial burden, because through that hand in marriage, as you said, we feel it in inverted commas, they get remuneration in financial form, which the family so desperately needs, you know. And that's what I found through my work in the UN agencies, and that's what's going on in most of our continent. I think that the educational spaces are there to inform the girls about their rights,
sure.
Inform the girls that they have potential, that they can be advocates of change and they can have a future. But when you're living on a breadline of next to nothing, yeah. It is rather that let's pull the child out of school and let's get them married so we can have a future whereby the father or the husband is supporting the family as well.
Yeah.
And that's usually the case, is the financial burden that these families are going through, hence putting their girl children into the hands of older men for life.
Yeah. So, you know, Hlubi, this is a big problem. It's a multi-pronged problem that requires a multi-pronged approach. When you talk about, you know, obviously this two-day event, this online event will take place with the necessary, with many stakeholders and people that are going to inform the sort of thinking, the tackling of a child marriage, which is an urgent problem. But what other interventions is the UNFPA and even UNICEF sort of bringing to bear? So the sort of material efforts that are, you know, that happen on the ground, can you just, you know, give us a sense of what some of those look like?
I think that COVID-19 really halted or really put into slow motion things that we were trying to put in place, as in policies,
okay.
as in youth voices, actually changing the narrative and being able to have access to young girls. I think it's all about policy,
yeah.
because the community level is a community level, but things really need to be changed from the ground to the top,
mm-hmm.
and reverse from the top to the bottom as well.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, as the UN Sustainable Development Goals is that we really want to end this by 2030, and that's just a global concept. So it's about partnerships, and I've always been so passionate about partnerships because we can never do anything alone on the African continent. It's about innovative strategies. It's about being creative, and it's about having sustainability, Rufile.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have this high-level plenary session on Monday and Tuesday, and then by the end of the year, you know, things haven't really moved along. So I think it really needs words of honor, actionable solutions, and things that we can see in this lifetime and then in this generation. That's from my mouth. I think we're going to hear more about what particular parties and individuals and groups and heads of state, most importantly, have on their agendas. And in that conversation, really hoping that we can finish this unfinished business.
Yeah. You know, you touched on the real toll, the real impact of childhood marriage on young girls, and the fact that they can't fulfill their potential. But you know, unpack for, I don't want to say skeptics, but you know, someone who hasn't been exposed to what this actually fundamentally means when you think about a young girl expected to be an older man's wife, and what that means when it comes to her health in general, her reproductive health, her sexual health, not to mention actually being able to get educated and realize a life for herself, you know, that one which she's chosen, one which she actually wants, one which she opts into. Just unpack those effects and those ramifications, and, you know, the fact that these are human beings, not statistics, not a faraway vague figure somewhere there that we don't have to think about.
I've really been an advocate of young black girls and young teenage girls reaching their full potential. I think that's my calling, and that there's never been a conference call, and I've always been so consistent of that. I love my health and fitness, for those of you who don't know. So human rights protection and your physical body as a girl. And when you think about it, and that these girls are 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, and they're getting pregnant, what that means for their bodies and what that means for their mental health. The fact that they're going through what women in their 20s and 30s should be going through, and the fact that it's unwanted, that usually it's out of a situation of rape, even though it is a cultural, organized, organized marriage, that doesn't take away from the psychological scars that these young girls will have. The fact that they're removed from an education system where they are put there and wanting to be there themselves to flourish and release themselves from the generational curses, of the family curses, of not wanting to be an agent of change, of not wanting to fulfill their own dreams. What does that mean for an entire generation of young black women? What does that mean for a future of the African continent, whereby these young women are lost in the cracks of the system, as I could put in inverted commas.
Sure.
You know, and these are the things that I think about on a personal level. And I do have the power, as much as we think that we don't, because we're living in Joburg and it doesn't affect us. And what I really can do to change that, and I always say in conversations like this, is that I'm not here to change the world. And I'm speaking about myself for free.
Sure.
I'm here to empower myself to see and open my eyes to what's going on and educate myself and be able to partake, just like we are now, in a positive, meaningful conversation that could lead to one person, one girl, being released from that burden of that system and having a voice to speak up for herself.
Yeah.
And that, for me, is something that I can control and I can manage, and I can be part of changing the African continent for the better.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Tlhubi Mboweni. We're going to end it on that poignant and passionate note. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I love that and I enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
All the best for tomorrow and Tuesday and, of course, the work beyond that. Tlubi Mboya is an actress, media personality, gender activist, and she'll be facilitating or moderating UNICEF and UNFPA's anti-child marriage online event that will be taking place tomorrow on, the day, International Day of the Girl Child.